Good afternoon. This is a Phase 1 commutation hearing for Mr. Jose Rivera Marquez, ADC number 227109. This is a hearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. With us today is our esteemed Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is Luis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel chairman. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Rivera Marquez is 43 years old and currently serving two separate but staggered and consecutive prison sentences for aggravated driving or actual physical control while under the influence of intoxicating liquor or drugs, a Class 4 felony, 4.5 years from Pinal County and 8 years from Maricopa County, respectively. He pled guilty and was sentenced on July 9, 2015. He's asking for a one-year reduction from each of his two remaining prison sentences. Please note that there was an additional charge of possession of drug paraphernalia, which has already expired. According to the Arizona Department of Corrections time computation, he has an earned release credit date of August 2nd, 2018 for his current sentence and an earned release credit date of February 15, 2022 for his final sentence. If this reduction is granted, Mr. Rivera Marquez's ultimate earned release credit date would be April 9, 2021. It should be noted that he also has an ICE detainer upon his release from ADC. The purpose of Mr. Rivera Marquez's request for commutation is based on his assertion that although he was driving under the influence of alcohol, he finds the totality of his arrest and conviction fundamentally unfair. Notably, he makes reference to possession of drug residue, which he claims was not his. He wants to return to the community to serve his family and be a productive member of society. He's received only one disciplinary infraction, ADC. He has no letters of support in his commutation request package, but he does have a supporter on the telephone. So, ma'am, if you can hear me on the telephone, if you can state your name, your full name.
Yes, well, my name is Phil.
Thank you, ma'am. And what would you like to share with the board?
First of all, I'd like to say that I'm sorry I couldn't be there. I was there this morning, but I have a severe hearing loss, so that's why I have a leave because I wasn't at hearing type of you guys were saying. So this is a better way just to communicate into the phone. And well, I'd like to say that we've been married for over 22 years. We have three kids together. He's made mistakes along with these past these years. He's made mistakes. That's why he's been there. I would like to see you guys to reduce this time. Just anything would help out. Right now I'm struggling with one of my kids. He's autistic and he has seizure disorder, and it's very hard to take care of him myself. He needs a father figure. He needs a father figure, and for me that's like the most important thing for him to be around his son. When it comes to uncles coming over and he looks up to them. And he follows directions that they tell him. But when I'm here by myself, he needs a father to them. I think Jose, my husband, Jose Rivera, he gave him 8 years. And these 8 years, he's been a couple of years. He's been taking classes. He's currently enrolled in classes right now to overcome the alcohol and the discipline in the first place. Hopefully once he's out, he's been sober all this time in there. So once he's out, we're planning on working with him and keeping to our organization so he doesn't have time back on this track that he was before. And I think he kind of realized what's going on, being without his family and his kids. So, I mean, if you could take into consideration my son, that, you know, I would be so grateful. And well, that's it.
Okay, ma'am. I'm going to continue with reading the hearing, but I do want to state this just so that that you understand that the only thing that this board is voting on this afternoon is whether or not to pass him from phase one to phase two for a commutation hearing. And regardless of how this board votes, it is ultimately up to the governor's office as to whether or not commutation would be granted. So it is a somewhat longer process. There are some types of hearings that this board has direct authority over, but we don't over a commutation. So I just wanted you to understand that.
Okay, yes.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, thank you.
Fellow board members, I will continue, and that is regarding the question of whether Mr. Rivera Marquez's sentences were excessive. It should be noted that said charge carries a minimum sentence of 8 years, a presumptive sentence of 10 years, and a maximum sentence of 12 years. Based on the fact that his longest remaining prison sentence is based on the minimum, and again, that was under a plea deal, I do not find his sentence excessive. In addition, he has several past aggravated DUIs that he has served time for in the Department of Corrections, and that's my summary, and I'm certainly open to discussion.
I agree.
Okay. Therefore, I am going to make a motion, and that is for Mr. Jose Rivera Marquez, ADC number 227109. My motion is not to pass to phase two.
Second.
Agree.
This concludes our hearing for Mr. Jose Rivera Marquez, ADC number 227109. Ma'am, thank you for making yourself available for this hearing, and this hearing is concluded.
I'm sorry. So, for American continuing status?
No, he's not being passed to phase two, ma'am. This concludes our hearing.
Oh, so he didn't qualify at all?
No, ma'am.
Oh, wow. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.